This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hey everyone, I'm Justine Toe and I'm joined by Simon Smart on Life and Faith. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Justine.
Now, Simon, I wanted to ask you about an article that you had published in the Sydney Morning Herald lately on the issue of faith and prayer. Now, you began by talking about an event in America last year, the Everyone Pray for Christopher Hitchens Day. Now, can you tell me what that's about?
Yeah, Christopher Hitchens, who's known as the enemy of religion, he wrote a book saying God is not great, religion poisons
everything.
No fan of any form of religion, obviously, but he was diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus, and this was met with great sadness by many people around the world, not just his supporters, but people who might disagree with him. And there was a day in America declared, Everyone Pray for Christopher Hitchens Day. And so lots of Christians got in on that and said they were praying for his body as well as his soul.
So how did Christopher Hitchens respond to this prayer day?
It was interesting. He said that while he thought it wouldn't do any good, but he was touched by the sentiment. It really moved him that people were prepared to do this for him.
And I think that it's not just, you know, renowned atheists like Hitchens who would be like that. I mean, I think most people don't object to actually being prayed for when they're going through a difficult situation. Now, your article picks up on this point and looks at the responses to the floods in Queensland and Victoria and also the devastating cyclone Yasi in North Queensland. And you argued that faith and prayer remain important features of life when crisis hits. And you commented on how politicians seem to avoid using language that includes faith and prayer when they're addressing these kinds of issues.
It seemed to me that there was a self-conscious avoidance of language that might suggest that prayer is an important part of the lives of everyday people. It was just something I noticed, really. Anna Bligh, the Queensland Premier, who did a really great job in this situation, I think, said things like, "The thoughts of all Australians are with you." Mm. Similarly, our Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, said when people were waiting, you know, with this cyclone bearing down on them and the nighttime we knew was going to be very dangerous, she said, "In the hours of destruction that are coming, all of Australia is going to be thinking of you." And it felt to me like, you know, it's hard to gauge how much of a comfort that might provide. Now, I don't want to be misunderstood in this. I wasn't suggesting, really, that these politicians, both of whom are not believers, I wasn't suggesting they should pretend to have faith when they don't have it. I think that would be objectionable. But I was observing the fact that there wasn't even a sense of a nod to the sorts of people who might think faith and prayer in those sorts of situations was appropriate. It was really just something I was noticing and wondering whether, is this a loss? I noted, remember in the article, a quote from Obama when he was writing a couple of years ago. He did a speech on religion and politics, and he said this: if we scrub the language of all religious content, we forfeit the imagery and terminology through which millions of Americans, in his case, understand both their personal morality and social justice. And, you know, I think he could easily have added where many people locate their calling in life, who locate their hope and their motivation to keep going despite the many challenges that life can throw up at us. And I think that still applies for many, many people.
Do you think the mention of prayer is especially relevant in such crisis situations?
Well, I think it is. Sometimes for those who are not sure about God and faith, crises present them with questions that might prompt them to pray, it often does, and to consider their place in the world. Maybe they know a believer and they think, well, maybe Justine's right. Maybe this is a good time to pray.
Justine's always right, by the way.
You know, and sometimes for believers, they would report that their faith is most real in these times of great need and tragedy. Mm. I think from my own experience, that's true. Feeling great comfort when people have said to me, and I know they're going to do it, we're going to pray for you. I've seen this in many people who felt sustained and upheld by prayer when they've gone through some really difficult times. And, you know, I don't know many people, perhaps any, who, if you say to them, "I'm going to pray for you," that they'll object to that. And I think there's something in that. When we're faced with our mortality or our fragile hold on material security, as we saw in these floods and cyclones and fires and so on, we are often led in those moments to turn our thoughts to God. You know, are we alone in the universe? Can I depend on something greater than just myself? Where can I find hope? So the offer of prayer in these situations, I think, can be a powerful thing and can mean a great deal. And sometimes it can be an entry into faith.
Absolutely. It really struck me when you were speaking about Anna Bligh, or the Prime Minister, in the hours of destruction, we're thinking of you. It somehow loses something, doesn't it? So, yeah, very interesting thought, Simon. Thank you very much.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.